Unit 6. Questionable Research. The research department at Princeton University decided to hire a team to look into childhood development. Their goal was to analyze children between the ages of 3 to 10 to determine what environment led to the highest intuitive growth in their brains. It was to be a multi-leveled complex project that would last a year and take place over 3 different continents. Princeton hoped the findings would help to boost kindergarten curriculums to yield the smartest possible students. When the project was announced, many parents were angered by the level of involvement it would have on some children's lives. They felt like some of these innocent children were going to be studied like lab rats rather than growing up as they should. Some parents sent in hate mail stating that the project was going to ruin the lives of these children rather than benefit them at all. The project's office was flooded with letters like this for several weeks before the board decided to meet and discuss the complaints that were coming in. They sat in deliberation for many hours discussing what could be done to ensure none of the children were being exposed unfairly and took the time to digest as many of the critiques as possible. In the end, they all held firm that the project would not be doing any harm to those being studied and that it would be a success. Still, they had to find a solution to show the public that they knew what they were doing. As the weeks went on, they could not find a way of getting around the public's view that the project was for the worse, and their hopes for initiation of the research began to lose steam. There was no way to leap over the hurdle of public opinion, and the board knew if they began the project without considering this, the project would be canceled in a day. One day, while at work in his office, one of the scientists was struck with a brilliant idea. He rushed to his coworkers to tell them what was on his mind. He found a way of modifying the experiment slightly so that the children being studied were studied covertly. That is, their lives would not directly be affected, only observed. At first, public opinion was unwavering. However, after a few days, letters of complaint began to cease coming in, and eventually, some of the opponents to the project changed their tone and admitted it would be for the greater good.